年五月呀去那卡那多大是不能够大大那不如三年五月呀去那卡那我的大把把这片那里呀给他送出了片哎比有木那把这花在那街路的上
Bringing you top-notch radio, top-notch radio every day. Turn it up. 91.3 FM, 91.3 FM.
Power FM.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Citizens First in Central Province has condemned alleged police brutality in Mufumbwe District. The Center for Environment Justice has commended government for its increased efforts to combat nature-based crimes. In international news, UN Human Rights Office says it is deeply troubled by Kenya protester deaths. In sports, Rachel Kunananji says the team is fully focused on today's critical Group A clash against Senegal at the WAFCON.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Opposition Citizens First Central Province Chairperson Edsod Kombo has condemned the alleged police brutality against the gold miners in Mufumbwe District, Northwestern Province. Speaking to Power FM News, Mr. Kombo says the police are meant to protect the lives of Zambians instead of killing them. He says government should have found a better way of dealing with the problem without threatening any life. Mr. Kombo added that minerals such as gold should benefit Zambians and not foreign investors.
Instead, yakuyaba police abaringile bachita protect abantu eva imaba yamkulaifa abantu pantu e security twakwate yakutichita protect kanshe mulandu ine tulela ndilati government daile sunga bwino abantu pantu fike file chitika kufi achitike kumufumbwe ukulufie mio sha abantu nishi lelenga tufuire okuloleke shapu sana pachilelenga kabiri no kuchita improve kuri security so that nero bale ya mukupasa abantu ama Zambian babo mfia kwenshila imo itechi kumye kuri life ya muntu uri onse uikala muno mchalo chesu cha Zambia.
The construction of a 270-hectare Lucy 2 irrigation scheme in Chirundu District in Southern Province has been completed. Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjua confirmed the completion, stating that the project will support over 400 farmers with year-round crop production. Mr. Nanjua has noted that the development is part of government's broader efforts to promote irrigation farming across the province. He has also announced that rehabilitation works have begun at other irrigation schemes in Sinazongwe District. Mr. Nanjua further said government has made significant strides in enhancing food security and improving the livelihoods of farmers.
270 hectares of the Lusitu irrigation scheme have been completed in Chirundu, benefiting 405 farmers. Construction of 51 hectares of mini irrigation scheme is underway in Gwembe, Kalomo, Kasungula, Siavonga, and Monte.
The Center for Environment Justice has commended government for its increased efforts to combat nature-based crimes, which often benefit foreign actors at the expense of local communities and the environment. This came to light during a training session with community environmental social auditors in Serenge District, Central Province, supported by Resilience Fund and its partners, including the U.S. Department of State, Bureau of Oceans, and International Environmental and Scientific Affairs. CEJ Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist Hagai Nyambe highlighted the urgent need to address illegal logging, mining and wildlife trafficking. He explained that these crimes are typically driven by profit motives, with perpetrators showing little regard for the sustainability of natural resources.
These crimes include illegal activities such as logging, mining, wildlife trafficking and land encroachment, often driven by profit at the expense of sustainability. So instead of sustaining these natural things, we are doing profit, we are getting profit from it. The people that do this crime, their interest is only to make money. They have no interest in whatever issues of sustaining this. No. Like the example that I've given, they will kill the whole elephant only to get ivory. And they know the villagers will remain to eat that carcass of the elephant. Now they've gotten the ivory and they've gone to sell. The ivory, which will not even be sold in Zambia, it finds its way in Tanzania. From Tanzania, it's going to China.
In another development, economist Niza Piri has urged the urgent identification and elimination of existing loopholes that continue to impede the progress of small and medium enterprises before any new regulatory framework is introduced. This call follows a recent announcement by Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Elias Mwanga, who revealed plans to present a bill in Parliament aimed at regulating the SME sector. In an interview, Mr. Piri acknowledged that while the proposed legislation is a positive step, it is crucial for us to develop a clear and comprehensive framework that defines the criteria and scope of regulation. He warned that failing to do so could impose additional burdens on a sector already facing numerous challenges. Meanwhile, Mr. Piri has welcomed the recent fuel price reduction for the month of July.
Zambia's fuel July impact will be able to have a huge cascading effect into a number of multiple sectors. The latest fuel price reduction for the month of July marks another positive step in Zambia's economic recovery efforts. With this continued downward adjustment, consumers who enjoy reduction in price cost as well as commodity costs, easing the cost of living across the length of the country segments. This move is expected to lower much with the accelerated effort toward inflationary pressure, which will strengthen the local currency by reducing forex demand for the import of fuel, meaning will enhance the productivity for businesses.
In international news, the United Nations Human Rights Office says it was deeply troubled by the killing of at least 10 people during the latest clashes between Kenyan police and anti-government protesters. OHCHR spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani noted the use of lethal and non-lethal ammunition, tear gas and water cannon by police in their response to the demonstrations. Authorities blocked major roads leading into the capital, Nairobi, and most businesses closed amid the strictest measures yet to contain the unrest on Monday. Kenyan youth and others for weeks have been protesting against police brutality and poor governance while demanding President William Ruto's resignation over alleged corruption and the high cost of living. Shamdasani said the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, called for a thorough and independent investigation. Still in international news, Egyptian officials say a fire engulfing a major telecom company building in downtown Cairo on Monday resulted in 4 fatalities and over 24 injuries. The significant blaze, which erupted at the iconic 10-story Telecom Egypt building and persisted for several hours, originated in one of the halls on the floor designated for telecom operators and spread to other levels due to its severity, according to authorities. The 4 deceased were employees of the company who were present in the burning structure, as stated by their workers' union. As of Tuesday afternoon, the Health Ministry provided an update indicating that 27 individuals had been